performance pressures through Suzanne's feedback to be around emergency loans. Year to date, we, from a financial perspective, we remain on target for our end-of-year financial position. Our main budget pressures remain temporary staffing, predominantly in our emergency department, and the cost of our temporary MR scanner. Pleased to be able to say that our board last week agreed a business case supported by the CCG to purchase the second MR scanner, which will help going forward. We continue to have performance pressures predominantly around patient flow and access for emergency and elective treatments. Issues we've talked here, there is no new pressures that we've not already talked to you at length about in the past. We've recovery plans for both. We're working with through our systems A&E delivery board across the island to improve the best way to patient flow in and out of the hospital. And we have developed an elective treatment plan recovery plan, which we are currently discussing with CCG because delivery of that plan would see our financial position deteriorate. So we've developed a plan and we've currently talked with NHSC through our commissioners on whether or not we will have the financial support to deliver it. It's in relation to our emergency flows. The solution remains in us working, as I've described, across the island to ensure that the timely discharge of all our patients, again, a topic that we've discussed here before. And we're also working with our partners across the Solent to look at how we can strengthen the clinical leadership that we've got in some of those key areas to ensure that we are clinically triaging and admitting only those patients that require admission. So it's a very brief summary. I
cannot
elaborate on any of that.
What about cross-solar crowdfunding, Mahi?
That's not a question that I was planning to take.
Maybe we can pick up on that later.
I'm sorry if this
Mahi, don't worry, we'll pick up a bit later.
In terms of the CCG, we continue to support the trust, and whilst we've delivered our financial plan for the first two quarters, clearly there is some risk around quarter three and four for the reasons that Maggie has shared. I think it would be remiss of me not to mention the implementation of primary care networks, which are in full flow and currently being developed, and we've worked very closely with our primary care clinical leads. And likewise, because it's been in the press, I think I should mention the various mergers that are going on across the system with primary GP practices, but also the closure of Brayton, which has been seen in the press. And we have met with many community, not all of them, and we still have a number of engagement sessions to talk about what the options may be for those who are within Brayton and Lake. I don't want to take over meetings, I think that could be bigger, but it would be foolish of me not to mention it and just to be transparent about the fact those pieces of work is still ongoing and actually is taking up a lot of that time and energies to try and come up to a solution for the people of Brayton Lake that is going to be viable for them. And the first options are being reviewed as we currently work through the day to day and what that will look like and the engagement with the local people. Whilst we are trying to come to these people as possible, clearly we are capturing everybody in the same substantial sessions planned. And many of the councillors have been contacting us directly to get an update on the position, which we don't have as yet because we're still working through what that could look like. I'm happy to take questions on the part of the other.
Yeah, but there are distinct benefits in the transition from individual practices to larger combined practices, and I think that those need to be really emphasised because there's a lot of good coming out of it, and I can't see any disadvantage other than the locality issue, which, you know, on the island, crikey, you know, we talk about all the way over to Bentham, you know, all the way over to Bentham, which on the mainland people would think twice about those sort of distances.
I think it's fair to say, particularly in Brayton, we've become aware of a large cohort of people who don't have any access to transport. and so that may become a bit of a challenge we'll have to work through. We have looked at the distances between Brayton Lake and Prince of Sandown Ride and also St Helens, and Sandown is 2.5 miles, but if you don't have transport, perhaps you only have mobility speeds. You know, these are things we do have to take into account. So we're working with the community to get as many answers as we can. We'll be speaking to, I have had conversations with Cal, and I'll be speaking to Wendy about what transport would look like to help support those people in the future.
Thank you, Alison. Michael, did you want to ask something?
I wanted to. There seems to be a practice that some developers developing housing programs and things suddenly put GP surgeries into their plans. This has happened this week with the West Acre Park development in 464 houses. So all the population see a GP surgery on the plan and immediately believe that there's been discussions with yourselves, which I know there hasn't been, and go, oh good, we'll support that because I want the GP down my road. In Ryde, Pennyfeathers has had a GP. Nicholson Road has got a GP. I think there was one on Rosemary's Mignon as well. It seems to be practice of developers, and I think it would be a good idea, use a CCG to say that they should not put the GP surgery into a plan until they've actually had discussions with yourselves, because it's extremely misleading and, to be honest, it's quite dishonest.
That's not a criticism of you.
No,
very hard for the public because they see these things in plans and think they're going to happen, and I think you should put a message out to say this practice needs to be stopped.
Michael, you raise a very good point, and I think all of us would agree that we really need to align our planning policy, and the cabinet members here and have put their thumbs up to agree we really need to better align our planning policy to take into consideration health and other areas as well. So I think good point, and I think all agree. So that before we, are you off in a minute, Rob?
He needs to go.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
So before we lose our quorum, we'll just make a point of noting items